The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Looney, and today I have a fellow PhD in the house, Dr. Katie Nall, and we are going to talk about, man, wait till you hear what we're going to talk about, okay? Because she is a Florida mathematician, a two-time TEDx speaker, and a professional number of National Speakers Association. So she is world-renowned, and she has... You know, we're going to talk about emotional freedom. We're also going to talk about EFT and the art of tapping to kind of get rid of any type of emotional blockage that you may have. And we might even do a hands-on experiment right here on the podcast. So I'm excited. It is with no further ado that I introduce my fellow Dr. Katie Nall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ladine. I am so impressed and so honored to be able to be on your show. I admire all the work that goes into holding a podcast. So thank you for doing this and for spreading good news.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We're excited to have you on today. So let's just, how did you get started on this? Because this is like critical work. Tell us about that journey.
So, gosh, there's so much. We only have a couple hours, right? Why don't we start with, I was a late in life student. I went back in my 50s to go back and get my PhD and finished my PhD in mathematics education just a few days before I turned 59. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my life goals. What I wanted to do is to help students overcome fear and anxiety in math and test taking. So, Dr. Ladine, I looked around for what is out there to help students overcome fear and anxiety about math and test taking. And do you know what I found?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. There was nothing out there. At the time, I was the campus director of a local state college. So I saw thousands of students who were in the waiting room waiting to take their last class to graduate. They would come into my office and they say, I only need one class left. What can I do? And I said, well, let's get you registered. I'd say, what was the last class? Dr. Lindeen, they were just completely frozen. They couldn't even answer. So I'd get on the computer and I'd look it up and I go, oh, you saved the best for last. You have only one math class left to take. Well, they sat frozen in their chair. They could wipe their hands, the sweat off their hands could water my plants. Wow. I could watch the color in their faces change. They were so terrified of taking this class that was keeping them from completing their degree, keeping them from their career of choice, keeping them from moving on in their lives. And I was like, I want to help you. How can I help you? I tried a variety of different things and nothing worked until 2010. I attended the 10-day summit of Nick Ortner's Tapping Solutions Summit. I encourage all your listeners to listen for it. It's free. I listened to all 10 days. And I went, I don't know if this is going to help or not, because they mentioned helping relieve the anxiety and the fear about finances, about weight gain, about addictions, about relationships. Nobody, mentioned math or test taking. So I had no idea if it was going to work or not, but I had a room full of desperate students. And you and I know the best kind of customers are desperate, right?
Oh, yeah.
They will try anything. So I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Just come on in. We're going to try this a little bit. And, you know, I don't know. Well, they tried it. And after a few weeks, they came back and they go, I'm not really sure, but I think I'm passing mathematics. I had no idea who was more surprised, them or me, because we didn't know if it was going to work, right? And so that's when I did my TEDx talk. It just recently reached over 100,000 views. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
And I've been able to work with students, people, parents, all kinds of people for the last 12 years. I've been on Zoom way longer than anybody. Yeah. Helping people all over the world with all kinds of variety of things using emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping.
Yeah. And you niche down to a very specific group of people, because test taking is such anxiety provoking that I can see everybody in school needing your services.
Right.
All of them.
Yeah.
That's the anxiety that comes with taking with math exams and all that stuff. So you've been able to help a lot of people. Tell us about the technique, especially for a student who is in that element, who is it's all outside, it's unorthodox, right? It's outside of the box of thinking when it comes to teaching students how to pass tests.
It's definitely outside the box. And what I found, Dr. Ladine, is that people had tried everything else. They'd studied super hard, they could answer the questions, but then they'd get into the testing room and they would just freeze and they'd get a zero on their test when they knew the information. And these were students that on all their other classes were doing very, very well. So what was this one class holding them back? It didn't make sense. And I would love to tell you about the technique, but even more importantly, I'd love to show it to you. Would you like to see it?
I would love that.
Okay. For those in the listening audience who are driving, I'd suggest that you turn it off right now and come back later, because we are going to use both hands to do it. And I want you to be safe. But we're going to start with, if you have one palm facing you, doesn't matter if it's your right or left hand, and with four fingers of the other hand, I'm using four fingers of my right hand tapping on the side of my left hand. So it's between my wrist and my little finger. That's it. That's right. You test right, tapping right there. And when we add words, we're going to have a sentence we're going to say right here three times. Okay. The next spot we're going to tap on is on the top of your head. And you can use one hand or the other hand or both hands, and you tap just right there on the top of the head. The next spot is right above the nose on the edge of your eyebrow, and use two fingers tapping there. Next spot is on the temple between your eye and your hairline. And again, you can use one hand or the other hand or both. It doesn't matter. The next spot is where I keep all my bags for a quick getaway, and that's under my eyes. So I tap right there, and then it's under your nose, then under your lips. And then I have my clients cross their wrists and go right on their collarbone. And then the last spot is right under their arm. So those are the eight spots that we tap. And what we do, the clinical studies that have been done around the world in the last 40 years have shown just tapping on those spots have ended up being able to help people dissolve their waffles, dissolve their worries, anxiety, fear, frustration, lethargy, exhaustion, and stress. When we add words, it's exponentially faster and easier to eliminate waffles. So I'll ask you a whole bunch of questions, and then after the questions, we'll tap again, adding words. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, Dr. Nadine, if in the last 24 to 48 hours, what has caused you stress?
I have been unable to sleep in the last 24 to 48 hours. And it's bad. It's like shallow, fragmented sleep.
Okay.
And I have not felt that way. And so, and it's an energy I feel that's like hovering over me that lingers throughout the day. And it affects my sleep. It affects how I show up during the day. So I'm not sure what how to pinpoint the stressor, but I know I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy, so that could have something to do with it, but it just feels like I connected with somebody, somebody said something, and then I absorbed it. And it's bothering my system.
Okay. So I'm guessing that last night you didn't get a lot of sleep. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. And when you think about not getting enough sleep last night, what emotions coming up when you think about it right now?
Oh, yeah. It's the stress of not being my optimum, performing my best.
So it's stress. Okay. And from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, where do you feel the stress in your body?
My shoulders.
Your shoulders. And from zero, 10, where zero is like, no big deal. I'm going to sleep sometime. And 10 is the most stressed you've ever been in your life. When you think about not being able to sleep last night, where is it between 0 and 10?
7.
Ooh, it's high. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is this a true statement? Right here, right now, I feel safe.
Right? True.
It's true. Okay, good. The last question I have is I'm going to ask you to repeat words. And if I say something and you go, what really is happening is, and you change the words, will you change the words for me?
Yes.
Okay, great. We're going to start. Look at your palm and using 4 fingers of one hand, you're going to tap on the side of the other hand. And as you tap, repeat after me and say, even though I remember last night, I couldn't sleep. And when I think about it right now, I have stress in my shoulders. Right here, right now, I feel safe anyway. We're going to repeat that 2 more times. Even though. I have stress on my shoulders. Just thinking that I couldn't sleep last night. Right here, right now, I feel safe anyway. Even though. I remember I couldn't sleep last night. And thinking about it now.
My shoulders are full of stress.
Right here, right now, I feel safe anyway. And then tap on the top of your heads and say, this stress in my shoulders. And then above your nose on the edge of your eyebrows, right there. Yeah, you got it. This stress in my shoulders. And then on the side of your eye, between your eye and your hairline, this stress in my shoulders. Under your eye, you're going to tap and say, this stress in my shoulders. Under your nose, you're going to tap and say, this stress in my shoulders. Under your lips, you'll tap and say, this stress in my shoulders. On your collarbone, you're going to tap and say, this stress in my shoulders. And then tap on your ribs and say, this stress on my shoulders. Now put your hands on your shoulders and we're going to blow out our air like a cartoon character. It looks like this. You did that well. So tell me, when you think about the stress of not sleeping last night, from 0 to 10, how intense does it feel now?
It's less. It's about a 4 or 5, because I did, as we were doing it, felt the almost like fire on my back, on my shoulders. And then now it's like alleviated.
Okay. Lessened. So if you did that 2 more times, it would go down to 0. And the cool thing about it, clinical studies have shown that when working with emotional freedom techniques, and as you eliminate your waffles, your worries, your anxiety, your fear, frustration, lethargy, exhaustion, and stress, it doesn't come back.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's really nice, because you didn't even get into the, you know, the reasons, the why. You didn't care about why you could be stressed. All you were worried about is alleviating the psych physiological tension in the body, which is nice, different.
Great observation. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
This was phenomenal. Anyone who's actually experiencing this, we'd love to hear the feedback.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell us what you mentioned, the WAFLES. What is the acronym for WAFLES?
So WAFLES stands for worries, anxiety, fear, frustration, lethargy, exhaustion, and stress. Now, the story behind it is when I first discovered tapping and worked with different people on it, at first I didn't have training, but it was so successful. I thought I better get training because I have no idea what I'm doing. Well, as it turned out, I went and got training and I had no idea what I was doing. I went back and I got training in level one, level two, level three, trauma, quantum, which is past lives. That's kind of interesting. Picture tapping, supervisor, and mentor. All I wanted to do is I wanted to train others on this amazing technique because it's so powerful. I discovered this while I was working on my PhD in mathematics education. And in comparison, it took me 4 years working full-time to earn my PhD. It took me 8 years to earn my master trainer level in tapping. So it was that much extra work.
Yeah.
And what would happen is I got so excited. I'd come up to almost complete strangers and grab them by the shoulders and say, I know you've got a problem and I can help you. Well, that was not a great way to market. People were like, stay away from me, lady. I don't know what's wrong with you. So I started telling everybody about, I know tapping and I can help you. Well, they all wanted me to dance. They wanted me to tap. And I was like, no, I don't tap dance. So I was trying to figure out a way to tell people about the amazing effects of tapping. And then I started thinking about all the people I was helping all over the world. And I started thinking, you know what? I've helped people eliminate their worries, their anxiety, their fear, their frustration. Oh, wait a minute. I'm starting to spell a word. So that's how WAFLES came about. And now I can tell people I'm a WAFLES dissolver, which is a little bit easier way to come in. And then they'll say, what is that? And then I can talk to them about it a little bit easier.
Easier transition. Hey, you're a doctor. You can make up words. That was one of the things I was told when I graduated. You're a doctor now.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah,
I found out. You can make up acronyms.
Yeah, you have to go through FDA to get approved as a medication, but you don't have to go through FDA to create a illness. And when I figured that out, I was like, oh, I help people with WAFLES.
That's good. So do you use WAFLES to help people with daily stress?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The mundane, you know, the life takes a toll.
Yes, exactly. So once we start talking about WAFLES, I'll ask them, which do you have? Are you worried, anxious, everything? And then I lead them straight into tapping. And I just got two really strong testimonials today about somebody. I'm working with one client and she came in today and I said, so how are you doing? And she said, I have never felt more energized, more focused, more productive than in my entire life than I have since our last session. I was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And then I had another testimonial from a client that we met just briefly. And she said, I had the best conversation with my adult child. And I just felt like I was able to relax. And my adult child told me what a great talk we had. And I've never heard that before. And those kind of testimonials just warm my heart, you know?
Yeah, you're changing lives one person at a time. Do you offer this training for individuals that want to do it? Not per se want like clients, but like who wants to become a consultant, who wants to become a coach?
Yes, and that was exactly why I wanted to get the training. So we just had a session last week, and I thought I was going to lose it, but it turned out great. Half of the class was here in my town in Vero Beach, Florida. The other half were in other states on Zoom. And I thought I needed to connect everybody because in the class, you actually practice tapping, right? And so obviously it was going to be easy to practice the ones that were in town, but the ones that were on Zoom, I easily set up breakout rooms. But I also wanted to have the ones that were here to be able to communicate with the ones that were in Zoom. So I had all kinds. I had three computers going. I had a OSBot circular camera going. I had recordings going on, and I was just running around going through. But yes, I do. And I can certify people up to level three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So how do you get up, dress up, and show up to do all this? You know, you're vibrant, full of life, and I'm pretty sure you have a routine that kind of help you to show up that way.
So I think you're asking about my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm a proponent of a gentleman by the name of, his first and middle name is Anthony William. And I follow a lot of what he says. So in the morning, I wake up early, usually around 5 o'clock. I have 16 ounces of lemon water, followed by 16 ounces of celery juice. Then I'm also an instructor in Qigong. So I usually have a Qigong class. And then I follow it by a smoothie. The smoothie is a fruit smoothie with some supplements in it. In between all of that, I also do my meditation and journal writing. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I kind of complete my morning.
To show up. And what happens if you don't, let's say, because it sounds like some of them are non-negotiable for you, like you have to do them so that you can have the best productive day. What happens if you don't get to do, let's say, yeah, any of them? What happens? What do you feel?
So that's a great question. And I'm going to Oklahoma next week to visit my sister. I'm very excited about, but I always bring lemons with me. So I will always have lemon water. The celery juice is a little bit hard to juice when I'm away. So I forgive myself for that. I do double up on my supplements when I'm away. And of course, I tap, because the tapping will relieve any anxiety or frustration that I have that I can't follow my routine. And I still do my journal writing, right? I bring that with me and do my journal writing and reading. So the biggest things when I travel, or when my schedule gets crazy, is missing my celery juice. And I can come back and take that at noon or later on. Like, there'll probably be 4 or 5 days where I won't have any celery juice. I'm thinking I'll probably bring a cheesecloth with me. And I know my sister's got a blender, so I might make it there.
Anything, any changes in your energy level? Say if you don't get to put your meditation in there, if you don't get to do...
You know, that's a great question. But what I do is I tap, and the tapping brings my energy back.
Yeah.
It's like a cure-all.
For real. And then it's, you said doing it three times will kind of get rid of all the tension for good.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's just one time. So it just depends. Like, I've had clients where it's more than three times because it's something really, really deep. And so we go through that process. And for some people, I had a client today that came in and she said, "Oh, I've got a long list." I said, "Okay, let's go through it." Well, 15 minutes into the session, we had cleared everything and we kind of looked at each other and I said, "Well, what else do you want to work on?" So it just depends on what the situation is, what the issue is that some people want to resolve. And because I have so many different techniques that I can use, it depends on the client and the issue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well put. Because then it's going to vary. It's almost like having a morning routine that's like tailored to you. And I'm glad you introduced us to tapping, because now we can find a holistic way of getting rid of tension. And it's on the spot, right? You can just take 5-10 minutes and in a corner by yourself and tap away.
Yeah. It's non-addictive, non-invasive, and can be self-administered. That's why I love teaching it. When people take just level one, that enables them to be able to tap on themselves or family and friends. And then if they want to get certified, they go on to level two, take the tests and do the case studies. And that part, you know, we're kind of like fine tuning, and we talk about ethics, right? And insurance and things that you have to be able to do that. But it is such a powerful, powerful tool.
Right. That's true. So tell us, Dr. Noll, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
So you can email me. My email is hello@drnoll.com. That's hello@drnall nalallballs.com. My website is my last name, N-A-L-L, followed by the word edge, E-D-G-E-C-O.com. So it becomes knowledgecompany.com. And I'm on all the social media as Katie Nall, PhD, K-A-T-I-E-N-A-L-L, PhD, including my YouTube channel, where I have a lot of information about tapping. So if somebody wants to know more about it, they can just go to the YouTube channel and see some more videos.
Amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your presence with us. I really appreciate having you on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do. I know how much work it is to do a podcast, and I just really appreciate all that you're doing to get the good news out there.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.